Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I've got guest Jamie, and we will be recalling the Florida trip. Doggy style and explosive diarrhea ahead. Let's get into the pod. Hey, but first, the sponsor of this episode is He Said, She Heard.
He Said, She Heard. These guys are a riot.
And the Zeppelins are still sitting in my stomach.
I love the quirky comedy.
What? We're like squatters.
The music.
In California, there's many Dumbos.
And now I can wear the show.
Wow.
That's right. I just bought some He Said, She Heard merchandise. I got a t-shirt.
So beautiful.
A mask.
Who's that?
A tank top.
She's smoking hot.
Thank you. Because on TeePublic, there's a sale going on.
Did you see that?
Head over to www.hesaidsheheard.com and click on Shop Now.
Vámonos.
Nom, 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 nom.
Honey, let's go.
That's www.hesaidsheheard.com and click on Shop Now.
All right, here we go. Miami, what do we got first?
Wow,
got...
aren't you going to even introduce what we're talking about?
Oh, right, sure. So I've already been drinking. Here, listen.
That one's for real.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Got Jamie here on the podcast, and we're talking about Florida trip. So what do you got? Poop pills. Why don't we start off with that? Jamie had a huge dump in
stop.
Her ass.
And no, she had I to did not. Would
have
you
a
just,
bunch of,
would you just stop?
Okay. Had to have a bunch of pills to push the poop out.
So sometimes when you travel, you get constipated, okay? It's a known thing. I've researched it.
You know what I should do?
And it happens to me. I'm talking.
Anal. If I got my wiener in there, I could just stir the poop like a straw in a shake.
Maybe next time, babe. Maybe next time.
Chocolate milkshake.
That's just disgusting.
Fall out of you.
That's disgusting. Anyways. I was pretty regular until we got to Miami. And, oh my God, I hurt so bad. And then you got to be in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
And you're constipated and bloated. So I was like, hey, I brought these constipated pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suggested.
Were they oral or rectal?
God.
I mean, really, if you're shoving pills in your ass, that would definitely help
no,
with constipation.
No, that's an enema.
Oh, all right.
I should have brought one of those. Probably would have been better at the time. I took three. That's not a good idea.
No, one at a time. You got a one to two. I've never taken
it's
a
like
pill.
It's like one to two for the day. Like, spread them out.
Right.
Well, I took three at a time.
Oopsie. I remember walking into the bathroom, and there was blood.
There was not blood!
There was shit and blood splattered.
I was also on my period!
There was blood and shit splattered against the back of the toilet. I had to wipe it off before I could sit down.
That was
like a fucking disaster
in there. I fucking hate it. You should see the toilet when he's done shitting.
Yeah, no, I only have diarrhea.
Only. See, I only had it for like 2 days. And we just had to watch what we were doing. And I just had to make sure that I was done pooping before we did this.
Yeah, because swimming in the ocean, you could shit and seagulls eat it. So the last thing you want is a seagull attack.
Well, you went through a fucking herd of seagulls. It's not a herd.
I tried to hug them. There was like 50 seagulls.
I know. None of them wanted
They all pecked my. They all pecked my pecker.
No, they didn't. They couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's true. When the early bird gets my worm, it's a analogy that describes my tiny penis.
I wish you could see my facial expression right now.
One thing that I did not like.
Yeah.
Was the hotel offered like a washer and dryer service.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we booked it.
Right, but
I mean, I booked it.
Okay.
Because I paid for it.
Yeah, you did. No, I'm paying you back. With dick.
Oh, God. With the size of his dick, yeah, he's going to be paying me back for multiple years.
$600 in penis.
Mm-hmm.
But so the washer and dryer service, they were sneaky about shit. It was like $1. So you had to fill out this card.
Right, which you didn't know.
No, the card only, you put $5 on the card, but it only gave you $3 in washer and dryer credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it costs $1.75 to do a load per wash, per dry.
Right.
So
with no soap
with no
included.
Soap. So they're actually tricking you, scamming you into spending over $10 to do a single load of laundry.
Yeah, but let me tell you, he needed to do some
water. Right, it smelled like BO. So I went downstairs and I stole somebody else's soap. And I shoved it in the laundry, or in the washer.
Well, that's you're going to say your asshole.
I could shove clothes in my asshole. But
you would want to.
But so, I did the load of laundry, and then I ran away with wet clothes.
You did, and we hung them up all of the places.
Yeah, they smelled nice.
Yeah, they did. I mean, like, I loved smelling them. I just took big whiffs.
My underwear? Put your face down my crotch?
No, we don't do that.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate. So one thing that was fun, when we were in Miami, we went downtown.
Dirty, dirty city.
It's filthy. So we looked into doing an Uber. Fuck Uber. So 5 miles from where the
It was resort, not 5 miles. It's like 15 miles.
No, calm down. So where the resort was at.
I booked it.
Was, it was a 30, no.
$35 one way.
Right. I did see when we were standing in the valet line, like five people cram into the back of an Uber.
Oh, my God.
They couldn't even close the door.
No. It
was, guys.
It was like, yeah, there was that. And I don't know cars, but it was a little baby car. Like,
yeah, it was a
because they obviously did the one where you could sit five, but Miami lies, apparently.
And right, they were shoving dudes inside of chicks, and it was a whole human centipede scenario where there was flesh mountain. I was I was turned
that's
on.
That's not even funny.
But anyway, so
we canceled our Uber.
Yeah, we canceled it, and then I just thought, you know, if you go downtown, you can find parking somewhere. You got to take a picture of your license plate. You go to this kiosk in the, and then you can enter your license plate number and pay like $2 to park.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and then we started walking around. And something that's interesting in Miami is the street performers.
Yeah.
So we did watch a group of like white dudes.
They went all right.
There was one black guy.
There was a lady,
mm-hmm. which she sucked.
But, okay, here's the hard truth, all right? They kept pumping us up and pumping us up, like, yeah. And they're like, the show's going to start in 10 seconds. Well, 10 minutes later, it started. And you know what? What did you think?
There was a dude that was like, give me some money, and then he, like, fondled some children.
Yeah, no kidding. He kept going to the children to give them money.
Right. I was like, I mean, if I'm going to attack children, it's not for their money, it's for their diapers. Molestation. So
and he has been a father.
Pedophile. So
it wasn't really that good. Like, yeah, the street moves were fine, but
yeah,
whatever. I mean, it was a neat experience because it was like
I saw a black guy tap dance.
We did. Yeah. I think he was a little
ripped.
Of
crack. I think crack.
Yes, I was just gonna get there.
I think if you do heroin, it really cuts the fat off your waistline. You can have abs. So there you go, guys. A public service announcement. If you're trying to lose weight,
stop heroin.
Do crack.
Cancel.
So yeah. So the street performers in Miami were an interesting experience.
Right.
One thing that pisses me off.
Paper straws.
Paper straws, like, fuck you, environment.
No, I love the environment. I get it. But god damn, paper straws.
Right, they fold, they flex. You drink, like, three drinks, and then they fold in half. It's like my dick.
Yeah.
You suck on it a little bit, and then it goes limp.
It's just limp all the time. Oh, and by the way, if you listen to his fucking last podcast,
all right,
he makes it seem like I don't get him hard. Oh, I do. And he ejaculates a lot.
I know, it's a mess. I'm sorry about your hair.
You wish.
I'm sorry about your bed sheets.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Like, I slime you. Like,
right.
The guy from Ghostbusters.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
So, at the Miller's Ale House, we did see cops. There was cops that come in and...
I don't even remember this.
Well, there was a bum. We were in there and we were...
Is this in Miami?
I got a bill from something.
All right.
Anyway, but
well, there's bum.
I think there's a bum, and they were arresting bums outside the restaurant. So that was fine. And I just thought, you know, get rid of those bums.
Yeah.
Can't have bums walking around pissing on stuff.
So, okay, we went to the Iowa Bowl game, Citrus Bowl. Yes. So pumped. He told me he got me tickets, and pretty sure I got wet instantly.
Oh, yeah. Football gets you. Lady boners.
Lady boners!
So, we did, I thought we'd do a pregame. Yeah. and so, it's like, okay.
We're back in Orlando.
Orlando. So we go back to Orlando. And Orlando, you are assholes. I just want to buy some alcohol.
No, we want to buy fucking vodka.
Vodka. I don't understand why Orlando's like Orlando.
Orlando's?
Well, I've had a few drinks.
No, so, you haven't.
So I don't understand why Orlando does not sell vodka.
No, like seriously. Nowhere.
Like serious vodka. So we go driving around. I Google, alcohol, liquor stores.
Because it was early, because we wanted a pregame.
Yeah, pre-gaming.
Yeah.
And so you couldn't find anything. We drive around town, no booze anywhere.
Right.
So we end up having to make our own. So we go into like a ghetto, grocery store.
Well, you went to a Save-A-Lot.
Yes.
And this is after we went to like this open liquor store.
Right. And then the guy kept calling me boss.
Boss.
That's white privilege plus 100. He was like, hey, yo, boss. How you doing, boss?
I'm so like, hey, thanks. Chris got a boner instantly. And thanks. I was like, you need to hide that shit. It's just a baby. So we don't want people to know you have a small penis.
Thanks, Indian guy.
But he wasn't Indian.
He was definitely. He was white. You didn't go in the store. You don't know what he looked like.
Yeah, I did the first time.
Well, you were drunk. You fell into the...
I did not! It was in the morning. I fucking hate you.
We bought Subway.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that was my
footlongs.
Idea.
But you got multiple footlongs that day.
No, I didn't, boys and girls.
Boys and girls? No one under the age of...
I'm a teacher.
Under the age of 15 is listening to this.
You don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to promote it. I'm going to... Next time you do like a school day...
Hey,
we're going to take it to school. How about I promote this podcast to your second grade students?
I don't think that would be a good idea.
You don't like that job anyway.
I love my job, and they love me. But anyway, so we're searching for vodka, okay? We went to the liquor store. We weren't really sure that we wanted at the time. Then we're like, hey, let's make our own drinks. So we went to a Save-A-Lot. We're like, they have to have vodka, right?
Right. No.
No.
Nope.
But we got cheap-ass, like...
Mixers. So 30 cent, yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. So then we go to a Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember that they sell booze, but did they sell vodka?
No, they had milk and cereal.
Fuck and you. They had alcohol.
They had wine.
They're all about, like, their rum and...
I saw a lot of wine at Walgreens.
Well, I like wine.
Well, wine, but we were trying to make drink. I was wanting to get fucked up before the game.
Oh, God.
And wine, I didn't drink a bottle of wine.
Just wait. So we didn't find it. Finally, we find it. Oh, we went back to that liquor store and you found this weird ass vodka. So we got it. We went to the game and we're trying to find parking.
Parking. So as I'm driving into the parking, I see, like, a African-American man.
Two.
a black dude. And he's wearing like, a vest.
Traffic vests.
The traffic vest. And he's got a sign in cardboard that says, parking here. And I'm like, why not?
So he whips in there.
And it's...
Pays the $20.
Right, it's $20 to get in. And it's, like, in front of an industrial building.
It says no... That they're going to tow us.
It says no... No parking. And I'm like, well, are we the only car here? And we wait for a while we're pounding drinks.
Okay,
eating Subway.
In a little Toyota. We're making our vodka drinks, eating Subway. This is the pregame that he was planning for.
This was amazing. No. So we eat our food, drink our drinks. And I'm just like, fuck it. You know, if I get towed, then I get towed.
Right.
So we go ahead and we start heading into the game.
Yeah.
The cop that's on the corner has no teeth. He's got one tooth.
Oh, yeah. He really did.
I know. He was like, hey, what's up? And I said, I'm just trying to make it to the game. And
he's like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, he wasn't very much help.
So we went into the game. And then, you know, we did the things. Trying to find the shops because I wanted a shirt. He got a hat, which he's not a hat person. But anyways, he was super sunburned, so it's probably a good thing. So we went to the game. We got pretty drunk. I was yelling, screaming.
I could see Kirk Ferentz. I saw his ear hair, and I watched him chew some gum. I was so close, I could see the pores in his nose. He needs to pop those
pimples. There's no... Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying veins.
But
he's a chomper. So anyways, we're watching the game. And of course, Iowa just shits it down their leg in the fourth quarter. Right, I'm fucking pissed.
Right, they passed it.
You don't even know.
I was like, sport, go sports. I do remember there was some Kentucky fans behind us.
Yeah, and this guy friends.
I made a friend because his wife was like, "Hey, you got Kentucky?" I said, "No, I'm an Iowa fan because my girlfriend's an Iowa fan." Because
I'm better.
And he was like, "Oh yeah," and he started making jokes about misogynistic jokes. I was like, "This dude's fucking awesome."
Right.
Like, fuck yeah, women.
Right.
But then they left, and then a few dudes piled in. But the game was a lot of fun.
It was, and so it's like what, I don't know, 5 o'clock by the time we get back to our car, and we're like, well, we can go back and take a night, or we could eat. So we stopped in at Olive Garden. We ate. And then we
unlimited went back. Soup, breadsticks, and
salad.
Salad.
It was great, ladies and gentlemen. And then we legit went back to the Airbnb.
Right.
And what did we do?
I don't remember.
We went night night.
I think I had diarrhea.
Probably you did, but I went straight to night night.
And then I had boogers. There's
you
a
always
lot
have
of,
boogers.
There's a lot of boogers.
But like, describe like your
doggy
boogers
style. I think we did. Do we have sex after that?
I was going back.
Doggy style.
I was going back to the boogers, but...
Oh, all right. I think you made a mess of the bed.
Oh, fuck you. You made it a mess. So, the morning came because...
And then I also came.
You did.
Just a little
bit. He did. And so we were sleeping in separate beds, which... Oh, so awesome.
Right? So I hate you enough. I can't even sleep next to you.
No, it's not that. We both just need our space.
Right? I'm a sprawler.
And me too.
I like to, like, completely sprawl out and, like, have my limbs... including my penis, hang over the bed. So long.
Okay.
Anyway. I call it a schlong.
So stop it. So
I'm a cowboy. It's like a rope.
God, stop it. So I called him into my bed, fanned my face with my little fan. And I said, hey.
Hey, boy, hey.
You wanna come over here? Yeah. He's like, damn right.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound that masculine. But anyways, So we did the pee-pee touches. He got me turned on, and all of a sudden, he just...
Waterworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried, is what I mean by... It's what I mean by waterworks.
Yes. Yes.
I cried a lot. I was like, I love you so much. That didn't happen. Fuck you, don't be gay.
Okay, you're the one that's saying that.
All right, so we did have a good time in Orlando, but it was time to come back.
Yeah.
So we finished up the vacation, and then
after
we started
doing it doggy style.
Yeah, right. Oh my god.
Right.
So tight.
I so do. He get you guys. He gets me.
It's in my wallet. I got a lot of money. That's not true.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm broke. I have a dollar. So
juicy vagina.
So on the way back, so we're heading back home after a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Something I thought was very funny was we kept passing signs that say Florida Citrus Center. And it's like, oh, not hundreds of signs. What am I on, drugs? So it's dozens, dozens of signs. Florida Citrus Center. It says stuff like, hey, fresh saltwater taffy. Hey.
Just like that, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, there is hot oiled nuts.
Did you say that?
That's what it said. It said peanuts. You could get yourself some
peanuts.
Penis.
What?
And so.
So, of course, we had to stop after that sign.
So I kept saying, baby gators.
Because they
baby gators.
Because they had that on the sign.
And it said, baby gator. And then after enough times, Jamie's like, what are you saying there? I'm saying, baby gators.
Yeah, he said.
Oh, racist. I'm a piece of shit. So we did stop into the baby gator Florida citrus fruit
stand. But there's no baby gators.
I was very upset.
Right.
I wanted to touch a little baby gator. I wanted to fondle him. I wanted to feel their gator hole. But they...
Do they even have a hole? They're reptiles.
I assume...
They're reptiles. So they don't have... I don't know.
They got a butthole. Google it. I do zero research and zero...
Facts.
Reading. I don't read anything.
Right.
So I don't know. I assume alligators have buttholes.
Well, I mean, yeah. So, anyways, we did that experience. It was so disappointing. But he got some sweet
Laffy Taffy. Don't give them a promotion.
Shook my Laffy Taffy. Remember that song?
Yeah. Anyways. Nobody does. So, so we did. We were heading to Nashville.
Yeah.
For the evening to stay.
Right, and we should tell you.
Fucking horrible was the traffic. Like traffic.
Oh, fuck! Traffic,
I wanted to fucking jump out of the car and run over my own face with a tire.
Okay, but this is just the normal traffic.
It was ridiculous.
It was like, and it come. It was like tour. Was it like towards Atlanta a little bit?
Yeah, when we were getting closer to Atlanta, it was bumper to bumper. I don't know if they have five lanes of highway.
They had like, it seemed two, but it was more.
But so it backed up traffic the whole way. The Google Maps said it would take, whatever, 4 hours to get there.
To where?
No, through Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And so it was definitely...
Not
that case.
Come to find out, there was like an accident.
There was accidents.
But yeah. It was like 500 miles away.
Right.
But
so
and it was raining, too, which...
Didn't help the situation.
It was raining sometimes.
Sometimes. I just remember, I'm a piece of shit, and I like to break the law.
Yes.
So we hopped on the express tunnel... illegally.
Yes.
And so
we took the
tunnel up and around, and then we started cutting through all the traffic, made decent time.
Yeah.
But then we came into a snowstorm. And so while we were going through the Smoky Mountains,
I don't want to talk about this.
I could not see 5 foot in front of the car.
It was terrible.
It was awful. It was fucking horrible.
Like, I had 3 panic attacks.
I just remember Jamie was not having a good ride, and I was like an old lady, like hunched up on the fucking steering wheel.
He had to be, though, because the lights on that car were, I mean, there wasn't any.
Because the snow flurries were like into the windshield.
Yeah.
I literally could not see.
I know.
With the lights
so,
on.
So, bless his little heart, I'm having a panic attack. And he's over here just rubbing me, and he's it's okay. And he's trying to drive like an old granny with one hand, looking over the steering wheel so we don't die.
So I did end up finding out that if you turn your headlights off,
yes,
completely,
yes,
which is dangerous. The moonlight was reflecting down onto the ground, and I could see the black highway. Not racist.
No, it was. Oh, fuck.
And the white shoulders of snow. Yeah. And so we were actually driving with the headlights off for a while,
mm-hmm,
until like a semi come up behind us and I had to turn them on. Yeek! And then they're like, oh, fuck, don't get creamed.
Right.
But our.
Creamed?
I'm going to cream you later.
Are you?
Cream pie. What? So what the Google Maps had said for our time frame was like 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
End up turning into like 14 hours.
Yeah. So we didn't get to Nashville to our Airbnb until like
12:31. It was late. And
we wanted to like get up at a good time in the morning to travel
right
home.
Yes. 4 hours of sleep for this guy.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I gotta do my fucking podcast.
I gotta take care of the podcast.
Because everybody wants to hear it on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. And I was like, bye, I'm going tonight.
So we did wake up in the morning and have some breakfast.
It was so good. It was like Pancake Cafe.
We went downtown. It was
like pastry pancakes. Oh my God.
It's the, like, what would be equivalent to Des Moines downtown area.
Yeah, like East Village.
East Village.
Yeah.
And so we had these. They were highly recommended.
Yeah.
As far as pancakes. And I will say that it was delicious.
It was.
Very, very good.
So we ate that and got fat.
and then went ahead and come back home. And the weather coming back home was not nearly as bad because it was daytime hours.
Right.
But I did see some of the areas where that
storm
had hit and knocked all the trees down. And there was like
roofs
ripped
like
off of houses.
The tornado that passed through a couple weeks before.
Right.
I was 990.
Right. But yeah, so we went ahead and made our way back home. And then what happened when we got home?
So we got home.
Dead.
And I'm like, let's go to 9 after we drop off this car. So we're going to take my car. Well, I was going to drive my car to take his car, whatever, to the airport. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Back in Iowa, it fucking sucked. And my car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
Wouldn't fucking start. There's no lights. There's no anything. And it's already time to go 9-9.
Right. So... You know, the trip had been amazing. The last 10 days, beautiful weather, The trip was a lot of fun, but the way home, all right. So the return home was nothing but shit, which right. I mean, you got to kind of balance it out as far as gorgeous trip, gorgeous weather. But then you come home.
It's kind of like a culture shock. I'm not going to say, right? I mean, I'm going to say Iowa. That because it's like we were in great weather the whole time.
Yeah. And then so shitty weather coming back, and then you get home and you got a dead battery. I did jump Jamie's car, and then I jumped her bones.
Yes, you did.
Electrifying experience.
Oh, God. So electrifying.
Sarcasm 100. Yeah. But did get her car started, and then we can swap out the vehicles and, you know, return the car. So,
yeah.
All in all, the Miami vacation was fucking awesome.
Yeah, the whole thing was.
Right. I got to finger a sloth. I got to watch Kurt Ferentz's butthole.
We got to pet a sloth.
Yeah.
And it was illegal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not supposed to be touching animals. I watched some gators. I fingered a gator's butthole.
Nah, he fed baby gators the wrong food.
Right, I killed a bunch of alligators and then wore them as hats.
You're so
I turned them into boots. And then
you would never wear boots.
And then, I licked your butthole. It was great.
That he did.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, go ahead and throw me that rating. You know I'm worth those 5 stars. And also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? Just give me that one pee-pee touch. As much as I like it when people run around topless, I am selling t-shirts. Check out chris-bassett.creator-spring.com. There's a link down in the description because I can't talk. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit that support button down below. Buy me a beer because I hate my liver. All right, later, masturbators.